In Martin Scorsese's Taxi Driver, Travis Bickle, a tormented cab driver roaming the streets of New York, had this to say about loneliness.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life, everywhere. Bars and cars, sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. And God's a lonely man.
Paul Schrader was in his early 20s when he wrote those lines for Scorsese's 1976 classic. It would launch a collaboration that includes the films Raging Bull and The Last Temptation of Christ. Paul Schrader would go on to direct movies of his own, many of them also agonized portraits of outsiders needing salvation. His 12th film as a director, First Reformed, is no exception. Ethan Hawke plays another of God's lonely men, a pastor at a small church in upstate New York, whose encounter with a radical environmentalist challenges both his faith and his spirit. Many critics are calling First Reformed a career peak for Paul Schrader, who joins us in our D.C. studios to talk about the film and his career. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Don. Thank you.
So I thought we would start by having you introduce us to Ethan Hawke's character. Who is this guy?
He is a former military chaplain who came from a line of ministers and a line of patriotic soldiers. And he had, against his wife's desires, kind of convinced his son to enter the military, whereupon his son was killed in Iraq, and whereupon his wife left him, and whereupon he quit the military and was lost.
So let's hear a little bit from Pastor Toler, as played by Ethan Hawke. In this clip, he reveals some of his demons. As you said, he lost his son in the Iraq War. His guilt haunts him.
My wife was very opposed. My son enlisted anyway. And 6 months later, he was dead in Iraq, right? I talked my son into a war that had no moral justification.
It's a challenging film. It is also a contemplative film. I wonder how it came to you. It does seem in some ways that your entire career has been building toward this particular film, this particular story and character.
Before I was a screenwriter, I had written, as a post-theology student, a book of theological aesthetics on transcendental style in film. And then I became a writer and then a director. And whenever anyone tried to connect that book to my work, I said, no, 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 that is not me. I like those films. I've written about those films, but I'm never going to make one. I'm too intoxicated by sex and violence and action and empathy to make one of those films. And that's the way it was for a number of decades. And then about 3 years ago, I was having dinner with this Polish director who had done the film Ida about a Polish nun. And it was a film in the spiritual style. And we got to talking about how much I liked the film and how much he liked my book. And then I walked uptown afterward. And I said, well, you're going to be 70 next year. It's time to write that movie you swore you would never write.
So you mentioned you were at one point a theology student. You thought it? At an early age, you might even become a pastor yourself?
Well, I was raised, my father was a frustrated pastor. He had a dropout because of the Depression. So he raised his boys to be ministers, and I'm a product of the Christian Reformed Church in West Michigan, Grand Rapids, Westside Christian, Grand Rapids Christian High, Calvin College. So, you know, that's my background. That's the software that was loaded into my computer.
With Taxi Driver, obviously your most famous creation is that character, Travis Bickle, played by, of course, Robert De Niro. But many of your films have, while they varied in subject matter, in a panel discussion following a screening this week of First Reform, you talked about how you keep returning to kind of a version of Travis Bickle's character. He might be a gigolo in American Gigolo from 1980, or it might be Nick Nolte's small-town policeman in Affliction, and now in this case, a pastor in First Reformed. What is it about this character that warrants return visits like this?
When I was a film critic, I lived in a house with other students at UCLA, and they were making a biker movie, and I thought, that was sort of déclassé. I was a very elitist. I believe criticism was a higher calling. And so I had no intention of being a filmmaker. And then I saw this film, Pickpocket, by Brissot. I was as a reviewer. And it was about this guy who kept a journal, and he went out, did some petty crimes, wrote some more in the journal, went out, met his neighbor. And I thought, wow, I could make a film like that. I mean, that I could make. I can't make a biker movie, but I could make that film. And so that was my kind of point of entry. And 3 years later, I wrote Taxi Driver, which is about that same guy.
I guess as you're about to open this latest film, do you kind of look back at the sweep of these 40 years and see this as part of a continuum?
Yeah, in this case, yes. 50 years ago, I graduated from Calvin College and went to UCLA. A few months ago, I was back at Calvin with this film and giving a lecture. So, yes, there is a sense of completion, a sense that I've tied it all together. And that is intimidating because it makes you think about what should I do next. You know, I hope this isn't my last film. But if it had to be, it's a damn good last film.
Paul Schrader's First Reformed is now playing in New York and Los Angeles and is set to expand to other cities in the coming weeks. Paul Schrader, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Don.